There was an important moment when you approach someone with your music, and this particular chap is a well-renowned producer, musician himself. We speak of John Parrish, who people probably know closer through PJ Harvey and his work with her, and has his own studios in Bristol. Tell me what it was that gave you the courage to go up and give him your music.
Well, I was getting my vinyl signed at the merchandise stand. I'd gone to his show, and I think it was Georgia, his bass player, that said to me, you know, do you want to say hi to John or have him sign it as well? And I was, you know, quite intimidated, but I said, yeah, of course, you know, that'd be great. And just had like a really brief chat with him and gave him my CD. I mean, I've been a fan of his for probably as long as I can remember, so it was sort of like, thank you for all your amazing music. And, you know, I never thought probably in a million years that John would get in touch. Yeah.
I think that is the key, isn't it? We often want to honour those that have inspired us, and you've given something of yourself to him, not ever probably imagining that he was someone who suddenly turns around to say, I want to work with you.
Yeah, I mean, and I learned so much from listening to his work. You know, there's so many records when I was growing up, you know, PJ Harvey as well as lots of other artists. Whenever I really liked the sound of it, it would often be John behind it. So, yeah, there was something, it's a strange thing, it was a kind of a connection to the kind of spaces and work that he would create, you know, and the way that I would think about sound and recording as a teenager.
I'm Paul Gough. I hope you'll join me soon. There'll be more exciting new sounds for you as a part of PimPod.com. And this has been 1234.